Monday to Friday,
from 9 a.m.
This is Views and News with Clarence Ford.
Only on Cape Talk.
It was a light bulb moment the last time I spoke with you, Mandy Lee Mayerson. It was a light bulb moment.
That's.
I think we need to have more of that conversation.
Good. Yeah.
And of course, people are going to call you and I airy fairies. Are you okay with that term? Can you live with it?
I don't consider myself to be airy fairy at all. On the contrary, I consider myself to be probably more grounded than most.
Yeah, and happy.
Very happy. Very happy.
How can you be happy in a world and in a country where there's just so much strife?
Because I focus a lot more on my being than my human. And so my human is constantly that experience through all my senses of everything that's going around me. And through the practice of meditation, which I think has been probably the most impactful tool that I brought into my life, has enabled me to be able to be more inwardly focused and to be able to access that still space. And then from there to be able to really connect with the world from myself outward. And it is, without being reactive, it's been able to observe. It's becoming the aware witness, essentially, which is the observer of what is happening, and how I choose to interact with that happens from a far more responsive place than a reaction. I'm far more guided by my heart, essentially, than my mind. And I think our minds have been pretty much hijacked and are hijacked every second of the hour of the day. So we need to find a way in. We need to find a way back to ourselves and not be continuously distracted outside of ourselves.
You make a distinction between human and being. You say human is the experience, being is the way you interpret it and the means to respond to it.
The being of each of us is our unique blueprint. It's who we innately are. It's the essential self. And a lot of what we believe ourselves to be is all our conditioning. It's our identity. It's our stories. It's all our conditioning. All the influences that are continuously bombarding us in our outer world through our senses. But the being, who you truly are, the essential you, is the part that is always there. It's a part that we don't or very seldomly connect with. And it's from that place, if we function, where, as you began, you said you're happy. And I said, yes, because I'm connected. I feel connected to myself.
Yeah, so there's 8 billion beings. Mm-hmm. Within that diversity, there isn't any kind of conflict?
What kind of conflict?
Well, you talk about a universality nearly, yet there's a diversity within that universality. And that's often difficult to reconcile.
So that's so beautiful, and that's such a good point, is we are part of a collective. We are all interconnected in one way. All of life is interconnected, but we're also the individual. So each one of us is an intricate thread in that web of life, and each one of us, although are connected, we are unique in who we are and what we are here as continuous receivers and transmitters of energy, because ultimately that's what we are. We're energy in motion. And we forget this.
And some frequencies are just like not from this planet.
They certainly aren't. And so that's why it's so important to be able to ground your own frequency and land in yourself and not be influenced and pulled and pushed into every single direction.
I was a little facetious when I said not from this planet, and you agreed. You're not agreeing literally, are you?
Not literally.
Okay.
No.
Okay. They're not Martians.
Who knows?
So you're talking about an innate responsibility then, if you are born on this particular planet and if you are a human being.
It is such a gift to be alive, to hold this body, to be in this vessel. And of course, it is a responsibility on so many levels, but the word responsibility means to respond. And so how do we respond to life? How do we respond to our life that's been given?
That's the choice.
That is the only thing we have. That's the only thing we have after everything else is the choice. And ultimately, it's not a solo mission. We're here to do this together, and there are so many different ways and means in which to be able to access more of yourself so that you can be the fullest and the best expression of yourself, and certainly meditation is one of the most powerful tools to
So we're essentially talking about a means to that end.
Mm-hmm.
A means to the end of that happiness that you're talking about.
There is no end.
Okay.
It's just a journey.
Why just to be happy?
Well, I think we're evolving. You know, we're all evolving. We're on this journey. And how we evolve, it's really how we're choosing to experience our life and what choices we make that can support us being in alignment with who we want to be.
Yeah, and that's taking the pleasure out of the moments when you're not necessarily happy.
Taking the pleasure out of.
Like this.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Now let's talk about the benefits of meditation. And I think in the previous conversation with you, I told you that I had one such session. It was a weekend session. I was illuminating, literally. What is meditation?
So, Clarence, I've had the most amazing conversations literally leading up to sitting here now in the offices with all various different colleagues of yours. And we've had the most incredible interactions of what is meditation and how they'll benefit. So meditation takes a variety of different forms. It's not, there is a myth around stopping to think. You don't, your mind never really totally stops permanently. Then you wouldn't be conscious and you wouldn't be awake. But the idea is that we run a whole stream of thoughts. And we're running from one thought to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And there has to be some sort of space between our thoughts. If there wasn't, we wouldn't be able to comprehend what we're thinking. And so the practice of meditation is this opportunity to be able to connect to your breath. And there are various different ways in which to, different modalities which we run over these 21 days. But you're essentially moving first into your breath and into a still space within yourself. And you start over time to meet and connect to some of those still spaces between the thoughts. And it's what the big question is, well, what's between our thoughts? You know, if we're moving from one thought to the next and there is this space, what is there? And from a Vedanta teaching, it's said that there is this gap. And that space between one thought and another is infinite possibilities of who you are or can be. And so we want to meet more of ourselves in the space between our thoughts. And we can do that in many different ways, as I say. And in this particular event, it's so beautiful because we actually get to experience different modalities, different people, incredible guides that will take you through different ways in which to simply meet more of yourself. That's what you're doing. And we're very disconnected as well. That's the big thing in our world, a lot of disassociation. So this is where we actually start to feel more and we get more in tune and connected.
Okay, so I'm just going to read a piece from this little blurb that you sent to us.
Sure.
Currently, a diverse group of people from all over South Africa meet 3 times a week via Zoom in the comfort of their homes, led in meditation by my guest, Mandy Lee Myerson. She asks nothing but your time and says, this may seem counterintuitive as most people feel maintenance. We're not moneyed media. We're not a money media company with security benefits or cars, but we do our work with bootstraps, heart, and commitment. Now, I want that to filter. What is the 21-day presence root-to-rooted initiative, the fourth such initiative?
This has been a completely inspired initiative to really support more people coming together collectively, meeting twice a day. There's a morning session, there's an afternoon session. We're meeting 7 days a week, twice a day. That is a total of 42 sessions for 30 minutes each session. And the intention behind this and what we've seen as a result of doing this is people experiencing so much more inner peace. A lot more clarity, a lot more, they're sleeping better, better relationships, better response in their work environment, more energy, amongst many other benefits. And so we come together in the morning at 6:15 till 6:45. It's a 30-minute session. It's in the comfort of your own home. It's live. It's online. If people want recordings, they can also do that. But this is also supporting people getting into some consistent routine because the power in everything is consistency.
And discipline.
It develops a discipline, and it's also you doing it together, which is great. You're not having to do it on your own. There's a lot of different meditations you can just do as recordings, but there's something very special about coming into a live container and experiencing it as a collective. So we do this twice a day, and you'll see on the second session in the day, it gives you a whole new dimension to the rest of your day, which is awesome. And that, again, is these are things you can only experience. I can talk about them, but ultimately you've got to just say, let's give it a go.
Okay, so when you're stilling this, your mind, and you're going into this particular space, what is revealed there?
The great thing that you learn is that you're halfway there by literally just making that commitment to sit down. Because every single day, every single time you do this, you're meeting yourself differently. Because in life, everything is changing. Nothing stays the same. And you get to start to see this within yourself. So there'll be some times where your mind's going crazy and there's a lot happening. And you then, through more knowledge, realize that that's also a form of de-stressing, actually, when the mind really starts rotating. You start to become more of the observer of what's happening to yourself. And each session, you will experience something different. And for each person, it is different because we are all unique. So how people experience it is actually not relevant. It's what happens as a result of doing it. That's when the magic happens.
I want to understand why. What is your subconscious alerting you to? What are you giving space to when you still the mind?
When you move into that little quieter space, you don't go straight into activity. You sit down, you start to meditate. What you are going into is that you come out of it. Over those 30 minutes, no matter what has happened in that 30-minute space, you can speak. And there's a lot of science on this. We find that collectively, everybody starts to feel a quietening within their system. It calms the nervous system. So from a stress point of view, this is extraordinarily powerful. You become a lot more connected to your breath consciously, which is where it supports you throughout the day. And then as a result of doing the practice, generally, and this has also been documented quite extensively, is people feeling a lot more energized because there's actually neural pathways that are being shifted and rewired, which is also part of our software. We're hardware and we're software. And the more that we actually are able to hold a quiet space, which most people only do when they fall asleep, if they do, and then in their sleep they don't. So a conscious quiet space, that's when you start
recalibrating.
To recalibrate. Mm.
Okay, so you often involve other, I don't know what you would call them, but other people that lead you in meditation. Maybe mind leaders on the topic. I'm not quite certain what you would call them, from all over the world. Is that part of the exercise that you're inviting us to?
Absolutely. So in the year, throughout the year, there's the 3 days a week that I run.
Yeah.
And I do that online. We're building this beautiful community. It's free. You arrive, you show up. And it's really, in fact, just as I was walking here, somebody sent me a message saying, I'm going into a job interview. Please send me a recording. I need a meditation. I'm going to calm myself for tomorrow. And then basically the 21 days is very much about this realization that there are so many different incredible ways in which to access more stillness. And so by bringing in visualization, sound journey, breath work, primordial sound, mantra meditation, they're all different kinds and different styles. You realize there are many different ways, and what works for one maybe works better for somebody else. But all in all, you get to meet yourself. Mm. And I love the idea. It's more creative. It's more fun. It's actually, I don't send an itinerary, so nobody knows who's going to be guiding you, which is also great. You arrive and you're meeting yourself, and that's who you're there for. And that's and then you're experiencing different voices.
Yeah, and it's virtual, so it's in the comfort of your home or whatever safe space you choose. I guess you can just log on. It's not necessarily a limited
Zoom.
Amount of people.
It's not limited. You have to register. We need people to register to join.
Now, how do we register? Let's go there.
So to go onto the website, and that is www.humanwaking.com, and go into offerings, and it's the 21-day presence is where you can get it, and you can also, people can email as well.
Okay, humanwaking.com. I've gone there. I've registered. I get the daily mails, or, well, not necessarily daily, but regular mails from you. And I appreciate you, Mandy Lee Myerson, just alerting you to the root. Too rooted. You may want to check it out and be part. Maybe still the mind.